Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great things you're doing for the community, that's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Pennsylvania State Education Association and the Pennsylvania State Education Association Staffer Union. Speaking of staffer unions, you know, the guy who was working for a union that was in the union, president of the union, represent Butch Santacolo. Welcome back, man.
Hey, Charles, it's great to be back. What happened to my dogs?
We are working on your dogs, but, you know, hey, they got a contract too, man. You know,
they
got the Rin Tin Tin clause. What can I tell you?
Charles, hey, we're going to have a good time today. We have a special guest, and I thought maybe the dogs took off, went to sunny Florida, and that's where she is right now. Joanne McCall, welcome.
Thank you. It's so nice to be on the radio with you.
Well, I hope you enjoy that. I hope you become a frequent flyer with us.
I'd love to.
Okay, Joanne, let's talk about you. Who are you?
So I am the president of the Florida Education Association, and so that people say, what is that? So the Florida Education Association is made up of 140,000 members from Pensacola to Key West and every county in between, and so we are the statewide teachers union, and that's the easiest way to say it, but we're not just teachers. We're educational staff professionals, so the folks that drive the bus and work in the lunchroom and custodians and maintenance, they're also part of our union, as well as the professors at community colleges and universities. So anybody that works in the pre-K through 12, also higher ed in the public school system, can be a member of the Florida Education Association.
And what did you do? What category were you in?
So I worked at a pre-K through second grade school, and I am a certified speech-language pathologist.
Oh, okay. That sounds really good. Well, let me talk about how we came in touch with each other. We have a good sister, Tammy Whitaker, who I've known for years. We worked together on the National Staff Union, and she mentioned to me that you're doing battle on something called House Bill 25, and I thought that was a fascinating topic for us to explore with our members, our listeners. So what can you tell us about in Florida? Because I have a tie into this. Joanne, I have to do something first. Hey, Charles, you on?
I'm here, man.
You know what I forgot to do?
What's that?
My invitation to Secretary Red, Betsy DeVos, to come down, be on our show, and talk to us about how she's going to improve public education.
Butch, she called. She said she can't make it this week, but maybe next time. But go ahead.
Okay. Joanne, just forgive us for that. That's my little humor for the day. But let's talk about House Bill 25 in Florida. What does that mean?
So House Bill 25 is really the decertification of labor unions, and it's by Representative Plaken from Longwood. Senator Stube is the sponsor in the Senate. This bill would decertify a labor organization if the membership did not exceed 50%. Our Florida Constitution gives employees the right to join.
Wait a second. Joanne, let me ask you a question. There are times when congressional members do not have 50% of support of their constituents. Does that mean that Florida, you know, congressmen, if they don't have above 50% support, would be removed from office?
So, you know, that's so funny that you should say that, because that actually was something that we used with the representative. When you look at the number of people that sit on this committee that passed it out of committee to move it to the floor of the House, a majority of them sitting in that room, if we looked at the potential voters in their districts, they did not win by 50%, because 50% of the voters did not vote.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think we should use the same standard. It was definitely clean house.
And I think what we should have is them pay for a new election. I mean, when you're in office, you should pay for a new election every year just to make sure that the voters still want you.
Well, it sounds great.
Yeah. it does sound good, Charles. Our evil minds are working again.
Joey, let me ask you a question. You know, my wife's a teacher by trade, and I'm always, in Florida. How many members do you have statewide?
140,000.
140,000 people. Okay. And, you know, you provide goods and you provide, well, not goods, but you provide services for 140,000 plus people in the state of Florida. And this is the kind of thing where you, like any other teacher organization, are fighting the good fight for just absolutely selfish things like, gee, can we get breakfasts and lunches into the schools for our kids? And maybe in some communities, dinners, because they don't have it. Can we get enough papers and pencils and textbooks into the classrooms because we need those items to teach? You know, I'm thinking about our brothers and sisters in Chicago who went on strike because the school district refused to put air conditioning into the classrooms, and there were 45 kids in a classroom, and somebody failed to tell the teachers how to teach when it's 85 degrees or 90 degrees in a classroom with 45 kids. You know, I got to tell you, as a spouse of a teacher, and it's an honorable position, when a teacher goes out and fights the good fight like you guys are doing, it's not for themselves. It's not for their pocketbook. It's not for their own personal gain. It's for the kids in the community. And quite frankly, I'm getting sick and tired of listening to these politicians who have a job for life or retirement for life and have health care for life and these other wonderful benefits that they can't seem to get to the people that are doing a real job, running their mouth when they have no idea what the heck they're doing. But that's me.
Hey, Joanne, let me take a second here and ask you, what are the chances of this thing passing?
So this is not anything new. We've had this bill come up several times, as recently as last year. It will pass the House, that's for sure. Whether or not the Senate will move it out of committee or whether the Senate will actually even hear it on the floor, you know, your guess is as good as mine.
Right.
But the bottom line is this is politically motivated. It's directed at the Florida Education Association because we are politically active and we actually are working in campaigns and elections to get folks elected in our state house that actually care about the citizens of this state and our public schools and that they don't want to privatize our public schools. So this is a distraction, and I'm not going to be pulled off my game. I want your listeners to know that this is politically motivated at the FEA because we actually are good at politics, and we are making a difference in who sits in those seats, and that's what they're afraid of. I know that. I understand that, and I get it. And so I say, if that's what they want to do, bring it on. But it's not going to take me off my mission. We are in a 60-day session that started on Tuesday. And, yep, I'm going to look at this, and I'm going to talk to my locals about this, and we are going to be urgent, but we are not going to panic about it. But we are still going to keep our eyes on all the bills that they're trying to do that harm our public school students and the people that work in our public schools. And I think the public needs to say enough is enough.
Joanne, God bless you.
That's just outstanding what you just said. I wish everybody had the same opportunity to listen to you. And I would like to remind everybody, get it out to your members. This show can be podcast at any time. This is fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Your message is right on target, and everybody needs to hear that. Now, let me go to another.
Butch, we got to take a short break, but when
sure.
we come back, Joanne, one quick question I want to ask you. When you talk to the moms and dads and everybody else in the community, what are they saying about these boneheaded ideas that these politicians keep coming up with? But that's another story. Meantime, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Education Watchdog on the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see, every moment can be kind of special. But they could be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone who
had to be independent and take initiative, and that's how I handle every project I get.
Discover new ways to develop great talent at gradsoflife.org, brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
While college and university tuitions go up and up, higher education administrators have been spending less on students' education. Today, only a quarter of higher ed faculty has secure full-time jobs. The rest are so-called adjunct faculty, hired on a per-course temporary basis, often with no benefits, and are paid just $2,700 on average per course. Dedicated adjunct faculty across the country are joining together and fighting back in defense of their students' future. In Pittsburgh, they have formed the Adjunct Faculty Association, affiliated with United Steelworkers Union. Adjuncts and students all over the city are joining the AFA to achieve the goal of providing high-quality, affordable higher education. To know more or to support Pittsburgh's adjunct faculty, give us a call at 412-562-6967 or find us on the web at usw.org. Again, that's 412-562-6967 or usw.org. Together, we can take higher education back.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio. And of course, you hear the dog, so you know it's the education watchdog segment of The Union Edge. The pit bull himself, Butch Santacolo, is here with us today. Butch, welcome back. Oh, no, we lost Butch. Well, that's okay. We got Joanne McCall. We appreciate that. Joanne, welcome back.
How about that? Am I back?
Oh, there. Oh, okay. You know, we were talking about we missed the dogs. You know, and you're taking the Rin Tin Tin clause.
Well, Joanne, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing fine, thanks. I hope you're enjoying this discussion. Let me give you a butchism here. I really believe that these individual states, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people agree with me, that are funded by, where these kind of activities are coming up, are funded by money, money, money. And there's no way that we can compete with that money, money, money. And they think eventually they're going to pick one off. They'll pick two off. They'll pick three off. And it all started in Wisconsin. That's where it started. And we've been able to halt that kind of discussion to a certain degree. My question to you is this. Would our members, and we're on a major push at the Union Edge to raise some funds so that we can stay on the air. Will our members, union members, step up and support financially shows like The Union Edge? Do you think it would happen?
Yeah, I think it would happen. Absolutely, I think it would happen. Where you are outside of Pittsburgh, you know, and I grew up not very far from there in Johnstown.
Oh, yeah, Johnstown, yes.
Yeah, so I'm actually a Pennsylvania girl, but that transplanted to Florida for the warmth. But the bottom line is that is a fair share state, whereas in our state, it's a right to work state. So this bill that we're talking about, HB 25, is a non-starter here in this state because every member, every single 140,000 members of the FEA are members because they choose to be members. So what they're trying to do is union bust all across this all across the state, but not just across the state, across the country. And I would like to just point out, the FEA is the largest labor union, not only in Florida, but in the Southeast, and we are made up of 75% women. 75% women are in the FEA. And the bill carves out police and fire and first responders, who are 85 to 90% men. So that in itself is quite interesting. It's okay for men to have a union, but it's not okay for women to have a voice in their workplace.
It throws me back to the early 60s with the teachers' unions. If you were married or, my God, pregnant, there's no way that you were going to continue teaching.
Right. So this is a wave across the country, because I believe with the people that we have in the White House now, and the ludicrousy that is going along with that, people are seeing and waking up to that, and so they no longer want that. And so they have to silence our voices before the next election cycle so that they can hold on to power. But I say to you and to your listeners, that shouldn't happen on our watch. Every union person that's listening to this radio broadcast should be up in arms about it and should be organizing, because you're right. We can't compete with dollars, but we sure can compete with people.
That's right. People in our voice.
Joanne, let me ask you a question. You know, every time I talk to teachers and I hear about these politicians that come up with these archaic things, you know, like in New Jersey, they said, oh, teachers aren't allowed to use their wages that they earn to pay for union dues. We're not going to permit that. I've actually heard some people say, oh, well, teachers, they shouldn't be allowed to vote because they don't know how to vote for Republicans. This kind of idiotic stuff. What are moms and dads, Republicans, Democrats, and independents in the communities in Florida saying about this type of burdensome, quite honestly, criminal overreach?
So when you talk to moms and dads and people that send their kids to our public schools, they like their neighborhood public schools, and they want them to remain their neighborhood public schools, and they want politicians to stay out of our schools and let teachers teach. That is what they say. The legislature, they make up crazy rules about overuse of testing and competition, and then we're going to divert tax dollars to private entities that are unaccountable, and they don't want that. The public doesn't want that. The polling that we shows, 90% of parents that have kids in public schools want their kids to remain in public schools. So they're creating laws for their own self-interest. These aren't laws to help schools or make public schools better or make schools in general better or make things better for students. They're creating laws to silence the voice of those that speak up for our students, our communities, and our schools. And that's just not okay.
There you go. And that's the important thing. Now, I come out of a law enforcement background. I worked for the federal government. I was a member of the American Federation of Government Employees. And I've seen people try and separate the first responders, quote unquote, but I got to tell you, cops, firemen, paramedics, and teachers are all cut of the same cloth. They all care about it. But we want to talk about how many times teachers have been harmed and hurt defending kids in a classroom. I don't think these political wonks want to go there. But are you getting the support, or what do we have to do to get you the support from those other unions, the police, the firemen, and the paramedics?
Police, fire, and first responders are not leaving our side. They actually testify and say, you know what, this bill doesn't affect us because you've carved us out, but it's not right. And if you're doing it for one, you do it for all. So police, fire, and first responders have been amazing. They have not left the other unions behind, and they are speaking up and standing up for us. So kudos to them. I was just making the parallel point that they were carved out.
Yeah, and I am glad that we talked about that, because there will be some politicians out there say, oh, you see the cops and firemen and paramedics, those people that really deserve it, you know. But when the cops are saying and the paramedics and the firemen are saying the same thing, no, we stand with the teachers. That's the right thing to do, and I'm glad that they're doing it, and they should continue to do it.
So, and they are.
Fantastic. Very quickly, Joanne, we got about 2-3 minutes left. Anything else that you want the public to know?
I want the public to know that teachers know what they're doing in our public schools, and if politicians would just stay out of our way, we could do so much more to unlock the potential of every single student and child out there so that they can become a productive, bright citizen across this country. So I want everyone that can hear me to be registered to vote, be an informed voter, and vote for people who care about the citizens of whatever state you're in. And that would be people that care about public schools and the public sector, because politicians that are in power now don't care about that. They care about profits.
Joanne, I personally want to thank you very much for what you're doing on behalf of the kids and the communities in Florida. It's not an easy job. It's oftentimes exasperating, and all too often people that have no idea of what's going on go out of their way and make it much more difficult for you to do your job. What you guys are doing is just absolutely, positively, very vitally important for our country.
And Charles, let's make a commitment here that we're going to have Joanne on again in the future.
Oh,
if
yeah.
If there's anything we can do, you just get in touch with us.
Don't hesitate.
I'd love to do that, and I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your show to get our point across. I want people not to take to be disheartened by that, and I want people to be active and vote. The FEA was here long before the people down the street from us, because we're one block from the Capitol, and we will be here long after they're gone.
Joanne, how do we join the Florida Education Association?
Absolutely.
Well, it's for active teachers and those that are in the field, but we also have an associate category. So if you're actually interested in becoming an associate member of the FEA, just shoot me an email.
There you go. And what's the website?
FEAweb.org.
There you go, FEAweb.org. And this is a wonderful thing all the way around. Hey, Butch, what are we going to be doing next week?
Wait and see next week. There's activities going on here in Pennsylvania. I've been contacted by some people in Wisconsin. They want to come back on. So we're going to have a good time next week.
There you go. And as always, Butch, we appreciate all the wonderful things you've been doing. And we look forward to talking to you again here soon. But in the meantime, folks, you know, I got to tell you, support your teachers. They are doing a wonderful job on behalf of your kids and the kids in your community. And whether or not you have kids or not, it doesn't matter. It is all of our responsibilities to make sure that the children in our community have the opportunity for a serious, solid, productive public education system that is free from being just manhandled by politicians. Let's get it back into the hands of the subject matter experts. Those are the moms and dads and the teachers that are out there doing a great job every day. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.